Now, around Chernobyl, there are scattered ghost villages, eerily silent, strangely charming, bucolic, totally contaminated. Many were bulldozed under at the time of the accident, but a few are left like this, kind of silent vestiges to the tragedy. Others have a few residents in them, one or two babushkas, or babas, which is the Russian and Ukrainian words for grandmother. Another village might have six or seven residents. So this is the strange demographic of the zone, isolated, alone, together. And when I made my way to that piping chimney I'd seen in the distance, I saw Hanna Zavertina, and I met her. She's a self-declared mayor of Kupovate village, population 8. And she said to me when I asked her the obvious, "Radiation doesn't scare me, starvation does." And you have to remember, these women have survived the worst atrocities of the 20th century. Stalin's enforced famines of the 1930s, the Holodomor, killed millions of Ukrainians. And they faced the Nazis in the 40s, who came through slashing, burning, raping, and in fact, many of these women were shipped to Germany as forced labor. So when a couple decades into Soviet rule, Chernobyl happened, they were unwilling to flee in the face of an enemy that was invisible. So they return to their villages and are told they're going to get sick and die soon. But 5 happy years, their logic goes, is better than 10, you know, stuck in a high-rise in the outskirts of Kiev, separated from the graves of their mothers and fathers and babies, the whisper of stork wings in a spring afternoon. For them, environmental contamination may not be the worst sort of devastation. It turns out this holds true for other species as well. Wild boar, lynx, moose, they've all returned to the region in force. The very real, very negative effects of radiation being trumped by the upside of a mass exodus of humans. The dead zone, it turns out, is full of life. And there is a kind of heroic resilience, a kind of plain-spoken pragmatism to those who start their day at 5 a.m. pulling water from a well, and ended at midnight, you know, poised to beat a bucket with a stick and scare off wild boar that might mess with their potatoes. Their only company, a bit of homemade moonshine, vodka. And there's a patina of simple defiance among them. They told us our legs would hurt, and they do. So what? I mean, what about their health? I mean, the benefits of hardy physical living, but an environment made toxic by a complicated, little understood enemy, radiation? It's incredibly difficult to parse.